All right, day seven of the World Cup. We have your KCPW World Cup update with Matt Montgomery today. And Matt, I wanted to really quickly bring up, I can't believe I forgot this yesterday. We have a Utah representative performing in the World Cup right now for Team USA. Who is it, Matt?
It's Kyle Beckerman, of course, Real Salt Lake's captain and overall one of the most dynamic midfielders we've seen, you know, at this team. And by dynamic, I don't mean pushing forward a lot, because that's not what we saw him do against Ghana. We saw him play a really disciplined role.
Yeah, kind of a defensive role, isn't that right?
Yeah, and that's exactly what he's best at, is that defensive role. And it's something that really helped the U.S. in that game.
So he's 32 years old and he's never played in the World Cup. Why hasn't he?
Well, it's interesting because he, as a young player, he was part of the push to make a great World Cup squad through Bruce Arena and Bob Bradley as U.S. coaching. He just wasn't involved heavily. He got a few looks here and there. But for the most part, it wasn't even that there were necessarily players ahead of him. It just, he didn't really fit the system they were playing, for better or worse. Now, Jurgen Klinsmann has come in and now kind of built his system around Kyle Beckerman, this player who, as a child, dreamed of playing in the World Cup, was as a U-20, was right there, was part of that big push, and now is actually playing on the biggest world stage.
So there's probably not a really great chance that we'll see a Kyle Beckerman goal in the World Cup, unless it's like a corner kick or something.
Yeah, you never know. He's one of those players that has a good shot on him, but given how disciplined he's playing, he's not going to get into those spots, really.
So let's get back into more current World Cup news, then we'll move past the United States victory, finally.
Do we have to move past it? I've really enjoyed it.
I haven't moved past it yet, but yesterday we missed one score. What was that?
That was Russia and South Korea. It ended in a 1-1 draw. Both goals came off of goalkeeping errors, which was really interesting and kind of dismaying.
And what happened today?
We had the Netherlands come back against Australia after going down twice, first 1-0, then 2-1, and winning 3-2, which was an exciting match, particularly for the Netherlands. Australia putting up a really good fight, despite their kind of smaller piece on the world stage. And we had Spain and Chile, with Chile surprisingly winning 2-0 on that, and Spain looking every bit not the world champions.
And they won't be the world champions this year because they are knocked out of the tournament now, right?
Yeah, I mean, they've got that last group stage match against Australia, which is at best a consolation, but it's probably the worst consolation prize you could ask for.
So Chile and the Netherlands are moving on?
Yeah, that would certainly be what it appears to. So yeah, definitely.
Okay. And then the game going on right now is, what is it?
Cameroon-Croatia. The result of this game will play a big role in Group A, whether Brazil or Mexico both go through or not.
All right. I think that's all I have for you, Matt. I'll let you go. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates and hopefully more exciting news.
Yeah. I mean, lots of goal-scoring action this World Cup, so let's see it continue.